When gang violence enters a neighborhood, the visible incident may last minutes, but the fear, grief, and pressure around it can shape families and responders for much longer. A chaplain's first task is not to solve the whole system. It is to help create the next safe, humane step. Gang-related crises often involve overlapping concerns. There may be an injured person, grieving relatives, frightened witnesses, possible retaliation, law enforcement activity, and community distrust. People may feel watched, tested, or forced to choose sides. In that environment, even a well-meant question can increase danger. The core framework is simple. Begin with safety, practice calm presence, protect dignity, and connect people with appropriate help. First, follow incident command and local safety protocols. Do not enter an unsecured scene, interfere with an investigation, carry messages between involved groups, or promise secrecy you cannot keep. Stay alert to immediate threats, weapons, escalating behavior, and statements about revenge or self-harm. Report urgent safety concerns through the proper channel. Second, lower the emotional temperature. Introduce yourself clearly. Ask permission before moving closer. Use short, respectful questions such as, "What do you need right now?" and "Who is safe for you to contact?" Avoid labels, assumptions, and demands for details. A person's clothing, address, friends, or family ties do not tell you the whole story. Third, remain within the chaplain's role. Chaplains offer presence, spiritual care, practical support, and referral. We do not diagnose trauma, conduct an interrogation, mediate active gang disputes, or provide clinical treatment. When needs exceed our scope, we connect the person with emergency services, qualified mental health care, victim services, medical care, violence intervention resources, or other vetted community support. Picture a hospital waiting area after a shooting. Two relatives arrive angry and frightened. One begins talking about finding the people responsible. The chaplain does not debate, investigate, or shame him. The chaplain keeps a safe distance, alerts the appropriate hospital security or clinical lead, and says calmly, "I hear how angry and hurt you are. I cannot help with retaliation, but I can stay with you while we get the right support here." The chaplain then helps identify a trusted contact and remains present without pressing for information. Good gang violence response is not passive. It is disciplined care under pressure. Know the chain of command, guard confidentiality within its limits, document according to policy, and seek supervision after difficult encounters. The grounded takeaway is this: do not try to become the detective, clinician, or negotiator. Be the chaplain who notices danger, honors the person, steadies the moment, and helps open a safe path toward further care.